Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 567. We're in Binyan Abayis, and we are at the beginning of lesson 4 of the 10 lesson aspects of this Sefer. Lesson 4, entitled The Holy Union, talks about Kedusha, a new look at modesty, and it's a very important fundamental Shir and lesson. The Stipler insisted that intimacy cannot be understood correctly without understanding and having a healthy grasp of what Kedusha is. And he also insisted that teaching the foundations of Kedusha is necessary for any lesson of intimacy to be presented to the public. So the Stipler started as follows with a question. There's the fourth shar of Reishis Chachma. There's a beautiful sefer Reishis Chachma by Rabbi Yehuda Vidash, who was a Talmud of the Ramakra Moshe Cordovero. The fourth shar is called Shar HaKadusha and discusses in there the holiness of marital intimacy. But before Shar HaKadusha, which is the fourth shar, you have three sharim before that. One is Shar Ahava, the gate of love. Next is Shar Yira, the gate of awe. And the third is Shar HaTshuva, the gate of repentance. And Stipler explains, if you skip those three and jump straight into Shar HaKadusha without learning the first three topics, you won't understand the Shar HaKadusha. It's like trying to build the fourth floor without the first three floors. Furthermore, after learning those three Sha'arim of love and awe and repentance, the Kedusha of intimacy is found in the 16th chapter of Kedusha, which means that another to want to understand what the Kedusha of intimacy really is, you have to study the first 15 chapters first. So the Stipler asks, how is it possible to give a lesson regarding the Kedusha of marital intimacy for the public if you're not aware of the basics that are required for the proper understanding of Kedusha, which is Ahavas Hashem, which is Yiras Hashem, which is a healthy understanding of what tshuva really is, and most of Shar HaKadusha before getting to marital intimacy? And then he sat silently, deep in thought for a long time. And then he said, but we have no other choice. For the sake of helping the public, we have to talk about it. And he started to explain the foundations of Kedusha, what Kedusha really means. And requires serious study and requires understanding. The first concept is like this. How is the Jewish faith different than other religions? It's not in belief in God. You have other religions that also believe in Hashem. Even Ovdei Avodah Zarah sense that there's a heavenly power. Even atheists talk about a higher universe calling, you know, so they sense there's a God. But what's unique in Jewish belief is Hashem Echad, the oneness of God. There's no power outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from His oneness, and everything will turn to His oneness. The Sefer of the Ramchal, Das Tfunais, beautiful, beautiful Sefer, talks about this at length. The Christian belief, though, besides the Trinity aspects, which he doesn't get into over here, the difference between the Christian and Jewish values with the Trinity versus the oneness there, but more so in a specific detail, the Christian belief is against that oneness. They believe there's two dominions. It's impossible for such a holy creator, a high creator, to have any association with the low physical world that's full of selfishness, that's full of low animalistic desires. So therefore, the world must be divided into two parts. There's an upper world that has the angels and the realm of Hashem, which is sublime and pure. And then you have the lower physical world, which is mundane and base and impure. Therefore, now you have a war between the spiritual soul and the physical body, a war between heaven and earth, a war between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and a war between a man and a woman. And the powers that have been defined as good are in Hashem's realm, and those that are defined as evil is called Satan, is called Sitra Achra, is called the devil, and so on and so forth. Now, I'm going to say this here, doesn't mention it here. In some Sifrei Musar, and even in parts of Chayvus Halvavus, it talks about the war between spirituality and physicality, that there is a struggle between the two, that a soul and body sometimes fight with one another. You know, there's you have to work on it. That's what a human being is. They struggle between those two forces. But the idea of the purpose, the deepest purpose of it, is not for one to negate the other, but to bring them both into the oneness. In other words, if there's a fight between the soul and the body of a person, where the soul's calling says, you know, body, you can't do this. It's not healthy for you spiritually. Body says, I want it, I want it, I want it. So yeah, there's a war. But in Jewish concept, the idea is the soul doesn't bash the body. The soul trains the body, gives it what it really needs. The Chayvus Halvavus does say that, gives it what it needs and directs the lower passions to a higher purpose. But the purpose is oneness, not to reject the lowly, quote-unquote, physical world. In their view, the physical world is disgusting to God. And that you can't bring holiness into this world with the lower realm. And when you want to be holy, you got to separate from this world and give up of that sacrifice. And that is why in the Christian priestly customs, they embraced celibacy, abstinence from physical pleasures, sitting like hermits in the confines of the monasteries, separated from the outside world, because that's the only way to achieve communion and connection with God, by separating from that physicality. But in reality, these people are human, and they'll break down, and they'll end up acting worse than animals. That's why you see in monasteries, they're full of immorality. They're full of Mishkav Zachar, homosexuality, and other terrible things, because a human being is not programmed that way. It's impossible. And that is an error. This Christian mistake started with Bilaam. He references here, we mentioned it before, that because of this, Bilaam's eyes got blinded. Now, there's a machlekes whether he was blinded from birth in that one eye or it happened later. Two versions, two pshatim. On the pshat that he got blinded later is because he couldn't comprehend. One is so pure and so holy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his servants are pure and holy, is looking at this. He couldn't comprehend that God himself is looking at a physical union between a husband and wife and wants to dwell with them. So that's the double mistake of Christianity. Number one, what he said, one is so pure and holy would look at this. So in other words, his first mistake was that his belief that any activity that expresses the nature of the lower realm, like sexuality, is defined as evil and must be avoided. And the Holy One, who is so high in the upper realm, is actually disgusted by the base and evil physical relations between a husband and wife. That he's disgusted by it. That's what they really believe. And God created sexuality and echad, which means he's the opposite of disgusted. Hashem has tremendous nachas ruach from the actual physical relation between a husband and wife when done the right way, with the pleasure and with enjoying each other and with the having fun in a normal, healthy way. Hashem has nachas ruach from that. They can't comprehend that. And also a misharsav kedoshim, that the servants are pure and holy. The second mistake is that in order to be an Eved Hashem, you have to transcend totally your human nature and be like a malach. And only a malach can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not true. A human being with the low base desires, just sublimated and channeled. Channeled doesn't mean you're separate. A channeling does not mean separation. And you become a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. So that is the idea. This world in the surface may seem evil, but it's a prizdar. It's a karda before the next world, which means that we're partners. The neshama and the physical body are partners. Yes, there are some svarim that talk about the war between each other when you're trying to overcome a negative aspect of the physical body, but they're really partners. And a husband and wife are both partners as an Adam. There's nothing that's intrinsically evil. Even base physical desires is part of bringing Hashem's covet to the world. When is the ara? When is it evil? Only when it's not used according to God's desire. Sexuality is a matana from Hashem. It's a bria from Hashem. He put it in us. It is not evil. The evilness of it is only when it's used. Sexuality or anything in the world is not used according to God's desire of using it. But when it's acting appropriately, when it's in sync with the collective purpose of humanity in Klal Yisrael, when it's in sync with the individual purpose of a married man and woman, then the lower world unifies the upper world, and you're in harmony, and the Shekhinah comes down. So Kedusha is not the ability to reject the lower realm. Is there a small aspect of Kedusha that's precious and sometimes removal of that lower realm? Yes. You have a Yom Kippur where you have a Kedusha manifested by staying away from physicality, the eating and all the other inuyim. Purim is a Kedusha of the reverse, where you're really steeped into the physicality of the world and there's Kedusha there. This Tum HaHalchem. But it's not merely the ability to reject the lower realm. No, it's to uncover the harmony between the lower and upper realms. That is what Kedusha is. You separate not from the lower realm. You separate from the misuse of the lower realm. That's what it is. You don't separate from the physical. You don't separate from the sexual. You separate from the misuse of the sexual. That disturbs the ability to harmonize the upper realm and the lower realm. That is what Kedusha really is. So the two worldviews of Kedusha are polar opposites. Our definition of Kedusha is Tumah according to them. And their Kedusha is Tumah according to us. The idea of Kedusha is the ability to unite the upper and lower realms. To bring physicality into the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to negate the physicality. And that is the clear idea. So now, from Shara Kedusha, chapter 15, he talks about Kedusha overall. There are two types of Kedusha, he says. Number one is Geder HaPrishus, separating. Separating, like the Ramban says, that Kadosh means separation. Los is Geder Gvul, to put a boundary, to put a boundary that separates the Mokam Achoyel from the mundane. And that's the Sur Meirah. That's staying away from evil. That's like the negative commandments of the Torah. That's one aspect of Kedusha. So we're not denying there is that aspect. There are certain things that, yes, you have to refrain from. The Averis. And then there is the second aspect of Kedusha, which is very important. This is the one that's neglected often, is Oysa Levush Or L'Neshama. It draws a holy light of Hashem on us so that we hide in this holiness and we wear it. It's a Levush. We wear this holiness. This corresponds to the Asei Toiv of the doing good, the mitzvahs. So the idea of fulfilling the mitzvahs, it says, when you do a mitzvah, you're creating a garment of light that clothes the neshama. The Zohar talks about this in many places. And with these clothes, you enter a Gan Eden Atachten, like the lower Gan Eden in this world. And therefore, by keeping these mitzvahs, that's why we say when we keep these mitzvahs very often in the brachos beforehand, Asher kiddush shanu b'mitzvaysav. That he made us holy with his commandments because ki asiyas hamitzvah tikadosh haneshama. Because through doing the mitzvah, you're making your soul holy. V'sal b'sheinu erchadosh, and you dress your soul in a new light. So this is a part of Kedusha that's not really explained much. Holiness is connecting to Hashem's holy light. That separation required is not the essence of holiness. It's just a fence to separate us from things that disturb us. So it's two sides of the same coin. The separation from negative, yes, you need that fence. That's very, very important. It's the essence of holiness. But the second quality, which is you have that fence. Now you intensify your connection with God. That's the main one. And that is the idea. We're going to be mamshich in this. This is extremely crucial to understand the focus of what Kedusha is, to have a healthy mindset when it comes to physicality in the sexual, physical realm of married life. Bracha v'atzlacha.